that had been conditioned into them. You are the dogs. Your personality and habit patterns are just conditioning. You, or who you think you are, is just the result of how people have acted towards you over your lifetime. You are the reactions. You do not control yourself. You are only controlled by your habit patterns. We must shatter your old conditioned habits that have gotten you nowhere and instill new, profitable habits that will take you from loser to legend. This is not an intellectual process. Habits can only be changed by the lower brains, i.e., feeling brains. You must take action in the real world and prove that these new habits are more profitable to you than your old ones. Just believing in them will do nothing but breed delusion. I don't want that for you. I want you to take my advice and test it out in your life for at least 6 months. If you do not deem them as more profitable after giving them an honest chance, then gut them. The process of testing it out and being objective about your results alone will make you more alpha than the guy that just blindly believes in them. But here's the thing. I have found these to work for me over and over again. I tested them out on myself objectively, and they changed how I am. People close to me have followed them and changed how they are. It has become truth in my reality and the realities of those around me. And I know, not believe, but know it will be the same for you. So without further ado, here are the Alpha Habits. The 7 Alpha Habits. Men are born to succeed, not fail. Henry David Thoreau. Habit number 1. Do one thing that scares you every day. Are you afraid of anything? If you answered a resounding no, then you are either perfectly free in every sense of the word, or you are lying. But I'm willing to bet on the latter. An alpha male knows his fears like the back of his hand. He is honest with himself and those important to him as to what scares him in life. Let me ask you a few questions. If you were absolutely fearless, would you be working the job you are working now? Would you be studying the things you are studying? If you were absolutely fearless, would you continue to act the way you do around your peers? Would you treat women the same way you do now? Pick any area of your life and apply this question. If I was absolutely fearless, would I... The alpha male is the man who is constantly living on his edge. What's his edge, you ask? The edge is the fine line between fear and comfort. It's the point where comfort ends and fear begins. You aren't bored and content in this place, but you also aren't drowning in a sea of fear so extreme you can't learn from it. This is the edge, your edge. Perhaps you are afraid of failing, or maybe it's succeeding that scares you. It could be change in lifestyle or what people will think of you. You may just fear the feeling of fear. Whatever it may be, the alpha male knows his edge and constantly lives on it. He isn't lying to the world, walking around with his chest out, while at the same time, his legs are shaking. This is what most macho men are these days, a false sense of courage while their spirit cowers on the inside. The true alpha male admits his fears to himself and to the world. He is honest. This is what makes him a leader. The fearful man who knows his edge is more trustable and inspirational than the fearful man who lies about his fears or is unaware of them. And the fearful man that knows his edge and is pushing it every day becomes a legend, while the fearful man who hangs out in contentedness and comfort dies a bitter old man with nothing but regrets. This brings me to my next point. Pushing into your fear. Getting an awareness over your fear is one thing, but push and lean into that edge every day. That's the point where you become a legend. Let me ask you a question. Think back to a time in your life when you felt you grew the most.